There's a silver lining to the ISIS problem. We've got a story that has elements of math and geography, and we'll tell you what transformation means to a village in the Central African Republic. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. ISIS formed a new religious police squad in Nineveh, and Iraq's Shiite leader says they need international help to fight the terrorists. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, says the viciousness of ISIS shows why national workers are so effective.
When you have people who are from that area, they know how best to handle themselves, even though outwardly, you would think there's no way they can't have a ministry.
Christian Aid supports pastors who stayed in Mosul to minister to Muslims and church planters who are caring for the refugees in Kurdistan. You can help these Iraqi missionaries at missionnetworknews.org.
They've got plenty of manpower and plenty of ability to reach out. They just need to have resources.
And while you're at our website, check out the churches that are popping up in refugee camps.
As people congregate in tents, and they begin to sing, attracts other people that want to come and hear what's happening.
Next, Ukraine's pleas for lethal aid from the United States went unheeded. Meanwhile, Russian-backed separatists continue to menace border areas, sending thousands fleeing. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says,
nobody wants to recognize that yet, but it's a war between Russia and Ukraine.
Their field headquarters and training centers are right in the middle of disputed areas. Ukraine doesn't have the resources to help the refugees, which is where the church has stepped in. They bring food, shelter, and clothing. And more importantly,
the church brings spiritual, emotional relief. They bring the word of encouragement. We call it a word of hope. The church fills that gap that the government cannot do even materially.
But they can't do it alone. Daily, more and more people arrive on the streets needing help. Prayer is needed, but so is support for the iCare program.
$25, $50, helping one family, not just to get food, but to get the word of encouragement, to get connected with the church, to get a copy of scripture and get surrounded.
If you care, look for the highlighted links at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. 1 in 9 people worldwide have no access to clean water. What they do have access to looks and smells like something you'd find in a dirty fishbowl. This month, Gospel for Asia is highlighting the need for clean water in South Asia. They're praying for enough funding to install 5,000 more Jesus wells, which bring clean water and the gospel to poor villages. Can you help them reach their goal? Get the details you need at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, what does 0.6% of your community look like? In a population of, say, 200,000, that's 1,200, just to give you an idea. According to the Joshua Project, just 0.6% of the 30 million Nepali citizens are Christians. Greg Kelly of World Mission says,
I'm standing here in the mountains of Nepal, just literally in awe of the natural beauty of this place. It's amazing. And yet, I think of the spiritual condition, and the contrast is so alarming. Most people who do research say that 9 out of 10 Nepalis have never heard the name of Jesus. And on this recent trip with World Mission, we had the opportunity to meet people who, through the influence of the treasure, became followers of Jesus and have even planted a church here all in the last 12 months. And so it's exciting to see God moving in Nepal.
World Mission believes strongly in receiving God's guidance through prayer. Pray that God would lead them to hearts ready to receive the gospel. And anyone informed about the situation in the Central African Republic most likely associates the country with war, violence, and starvation. These words are pretty different from the word transformation. And yet, the Jesus Film Project is seeing transformation for the Sango-speaking people due to the Sango Jesus Film. A group was recently baptized and 6 churches have been planted. Pray for the gospel to continue to heal the Central African Republic through the Jesus Film. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.